Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 10th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, Governor Henry McMaster offering to send South Carolina National Guard troops to Texas to help fight illegal immigration and drug trafficking along the Mexican border. The governor said yesterday his offer to Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott is not political. It's just one state helping another, like other states have helped South Carolina after hurricanes. McMaster plans to make a similar offer to Arizona's Republican governor in the next few days. The exact details of South Carolina's deployment will depend on what Texas and Arizona need. A prosecutor who was asked to file charges against a state congressman who pulled out a loaded handgun during a constituent meeting is recusing himself from the case. Solicitor Kevin Brackett said in a letter yesterday that he could not take the case because of a personal friendship with Representative Ralph Norman. Democratic Party Chairman Trav Robertson has asked state police to open an investigation, saying Norman should be charged with unlawfully presenting his firearm. Norman, meanwhile, says he'll continue to display his gun at future constituent meetings. State Republicans have taken the first step toward ending the state's practice of crossover voting during primary elections. The party announced yesterday that it would ask voters if they feel they should have the option to affiliate with a political party when registering to vote. South Carolina is one of 15 states that currently have open primaries, which means voters do not register by party and can vote in whichever primary they choose. Two women have been arrested after attempting to smuggle some electronics and narcotics into a Columbia jail. The two have been charged with criminal conspiracy, attempting to furnish a prisoner with contraband, and possession with intent to distribute. The women tried to sneak two packages to Lord Shamil Allah, who's serving a life sentence for murder. About 150 South Carolina Army National Guard troops are preparing to head to Europe this spring. The troops are based in Hodges in Greenwood County and are part of the 151st Expeditionary Signal Battalion, which is headquartered in Spartanburg. They'll train in Texas for about a month before they head to Poland for a year. The unit will assist U.S. Army Europe with communications duties. One man has been arrested in the shooting death of another in the Midlands last month. Columbia police have arrested 18-year-old Guan Lamont Perry, charging him with murder and attempted murder. Perry is charged in the March 25th shooting death of 30-year-old Corey Jenkins. Police think the shooting happened after an argument. And Brigadier General Milford Beagle Jr., a South Carolina native, will become the new commanding general at Fort Jackson. Beagle takes the reins from Major General John Johnson, who's been named deputy commanding general at Fort Shafter in Hawaii. Beagle graduated from Woodruff High School and attended South Carolina State University. He comes to Fort Jackson from Fort Drum, New York. And that's a look at some of the headlines we're covering this morning here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Stay tuned for more updates throughout the day. I'm George Kearns.